Waukesha County Executive Dan Vrakas is with us this morning to chat about the governor's budget. Good morning, County Executive.
Good morning, Bob. Great to be with you.
Well, thank you for joining us. What impact will the governor's budget and his vetoes, for that matter, have on county government in Waukesha, in your opinion?
This budget treats us very well in Waukesha County. We have a few dollars to make up in some of our court functions, but we're going to do what we always do and just put our thinking caps on and try to save some money. And actually, the second year of the biennial budget, there's an increase in general transportation aids, which will help us with some of our road infrastructure.
So how does it compare for your county with the previous two-year budget? Better or not so much?
It is better in terms of the raw dollar amount that we have to make up. So it's better for Waukesha County, definitely. I sent a letter out to the legislators thanking them for their hard work. And I just think that one of the other things that we've seen with the state is that, you know, we work in county government a lot with state agencies, and the departments have been very responsive. We're getting really good working relationships with the DNR and with the Department of Transportation. And so I think really the governor and legislature has our state running good and continuing to get better.
Let me ask you one more thing, and that is the relationship between the state budget and local municipalities. Now, there is a difference between cities and counties in the state of Wisconsin. Counties are an arm of state government. Cities are kind of sovereign municipalities onto themselves. But the question that I have is, of course, Mayor Tom Barrett has complained that this budget takes away local control. His comments have been echoed by Appleton Mayor Tim Hanna, that the budget further erodes local control, whether it's through residency or other means. How do you see that whole debate?
Well, I know everyone talks about local control, and I think part of the discussion needs to occur around what is appropriate at different levels of government to be controlled. And I would include what's appropriate at the federal level, what's appropriate at the state and at the local. So as policymakers, I think it's important for us in elected positions to really have that debate. And, you know, frankly, I think there are some things that are better dealt with at the state level and other things that are more appropriate at the local. In Waukesha County, we don't have a residency rule, so that one in particular didn't affect us.
Waukesha County, Dan Vrakas with us this morning. Thanks for your time, County Executive.
Great, Bob. Thank you. Have a good morning.